Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, Election Day. We're with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Obviously a busy day for news organizations, including the Times Union and WAMC, as we'll be following some of the major races, not only in the Capital Region, but beyond. Mike, you have a roundup for us this morning.
Yeah, New Yorkers across New York State will be voting on three major ballot initiatives, the big one being whether or not to hold a constitutional convention in 2019. That's gotten a lot of publicity. The proponents say we need a constitutional convention so we can rewrite the Constitution, fix a lot of flaws, maybe bring in some ethics reforms or term limits, and you have to do that. But it's not been getting a lot of publicity in favor. It's been getting more negative publicity. Those opposed to it fear that big money will come in from out of state, like Mercer money, and the Koch brothers will come in. And right now, a Siena College poll has likely voters, 57% said they'll vote no on the convention question. There's a couple of other statewide ballots. One would allow courts to remove pensions going forward on public officials who are convicted of corruption related to their public office. Another has to do with use of land in the Adirondacks. But in the Capital Region, people are watching Rensselaer County, where you have a Republican State Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin running for county executive, being challenged by Andrea Smith. In Albany, the city of Albany, that is, Kathy Sheehan won the Democratic primary in September and is expected to sail easily back into office. There's a lot of attention on some common council races that are very close, and there's some absentee ballots that could decide it, and everybody is watching that one. And in Saratoga County, the big story is whether the voters in the city of Saratoga Springs will replace their current commission form of government with a new type of government, a city manager style, where the city manager is hired by the elected city council. And lots of other smaller races, and people are also watching around New York State to see if Rob Astorino will be reelected as the Westchester County Executive. He's talking about challenging Governor Cuomo in 2018, and lots of other good races we'll all be covering.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. You can find out more at timesunion.com. And, of course, WAMC keeping track as well. You can listen to our conversation again at wamc.org. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David. Get out and vote.